Will the last person to leave the West Wing please turn out the lights and disinfect the switch? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. At the White House, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, speechwriter Stephen Miller, four aides in the press office are now all in quarantine. And it doesn't stop there.
Virtually all the senior-most military officers in the Pentagon are now quarantined and working from home, starting with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and the vice chairman, General John Hyten, who was in charge of the military's response to the coronavirus.
Yes, even the guy in charge of the coronavirus response is in quarantine. But it doesn't even stop there, as I learned from Washington Post reporter David Farenthold.
We had to pull our daughter out of a soccer match because of some contamination on the soccer team that began at the White House.
What?
So we pulled her off her soccer team because somebody on her soccer team may have been exposed to somebody who's exposed to Trump.
But what you have to tell yourself here is that the no mask policy and the president's videos are sending a message of strength to our adversaries, because our adversaries have to know that we don't just have a president now. We have a president on steroids, and if they mess with us, all he has to do is summon their ambassadors to the White House and breathe at them. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.